A plan that swung back and forth like a pendulum now appears to be at a standstill. Earlier this week, reports revealed the Trump administration was again preparing to transfer immigrants residing in the United States illegally to Guantanamo Bay. Originally, the plan called for at least 9,000 detainees to be sent to the U.S. Naval Base in Cuba. But according to Politico, the civil unrest in Los Angeles disrupted those efforts. A U.S. diplomat spoke anonymously and told the outlet the State Department would provide more details regarding the situation at a later date. Following headlines announcing the pending plan, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said, "Wednesday, June 12th, it was fake news and it wasn't happening." According to Politico, DHS spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin echoed that statement, expressing, "That's not true. It was never a plan to begin with." In his return to the White House, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to expand detention efforts. The directive called on the Pentagon to ready Guantanamo Bay to hold up to 30,000 undocumented immigrants, marked as top deportation priorities. After months of quiet activity, internal documents obtained by Politico showed that large-scale transfers could begin as soon as Wednesday, June 11. Officials previously used the U.S. naval base in Cuba to temporarily hold some individuals since February, but on a smaller scale. Federal officials said the move is aimed at easing overcrowding in U.S. immigration facilities, as daily arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, continue to rise into the thousands. Politico said the documents revealed that about 800 European migrants, including 170 Russians, 100 Romanians, were being considered to be transferred. Immigrant rights groups have sued the administration over using the military facility to house migrants, alleging that detainees are subject to harsh conditions. Guantanamo Bay has been under U.S. control since 1898, when it was seized during the Spanish-American War. The U.S. formally leased the land from Cuba in 1903, a deal that remains in place. Over time, it has been used for Navy operations, disaster relief, and detaining migrants. After 9/11, officials began using it to hold terrorism suspects.